This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Both houses of parliament have witnessed multiple adjournments over Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar's reported remarks about changing the constitution to provide reservation for a specific minority group. In the Rajya Sabha before adjourning for the day yesterday at 2:15 p.m., the House cleared several amendments made by the Lok Sabha to the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, which had already been passed by the Rajya Sabha. In the Lok Sabha, after the first adjournment at noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reminded that the issue of reservation based on religion was rejected by prominent leaders in 1947. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the tribal community to avail benefits of all the central schemes to achieve self-reliance. The president was speaking at the Foundation Day celebration of Bharatiya Biswa Basu Shabra Samaj at Kaliapalli in Nayagarh district of Odisha last evening. She reaffirmed the central government's commitment to improving the infrastructure in tribal villages by emphasizing on quality education, skill development and mobile connectivity. The president reached Bhubaneswar yesterday on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited inputs from citizens for Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani that will take place on 30th of this month. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his happiness on getting wide range of inputs for this month's Mann Ki Baat. He said these inputs highlight the power of collective efforts for social good. People can submit their ideas and suggestions to the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. In a significant milestone, the Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR, has successfully placed the first ever goods train at the Nishchandpur terminal near Agartala. An official yesterday said that the Nishchandpur Goods Yard was constructed as part of the ambitious 12.24-kilometre Agartala-Akhaura-Bangladesh railway project. The Agartala-Akhaura railway project was virtually inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina on 1st November 2023. Due to the new rail route, distance between the northeastern states and Kolkata would be reduced to 500 km via Bangladesh from the existing 1,600 km via Guwahati. Ajay Seth, a 1987 batch IAS officer, the Karnataka cadre, has been designated as the new finance secretary. Seth is currently the secretary of the Department of Economic Affairs in the Finance Ministry. An official order issued by the Personnel Ministry yesterday said that the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved designating Seth as the Finance Secretary. Earlier this month, Seth was given the additional charge of Revenue Secretary. In an effort to de-escalate tensions in the ongoing Gaza conflict, Egypt has proposed a new plan aimed at restoring the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The proposal suggests a phased approach with the release of hostages, with Hamas releasing 5 Israeli hostages each week. After the initial week of hostage releases, Israel would implement the second phase of the ceasefire. According to the security sources, both the US and Hamas have expressed agreement with the proposal, while Israel has not yet responded. This comes after a recent escalation of violence when Israel resumed air and ground operations in Gaza last week. In the IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 1 wicket at Vishakhapatnam last night. Lucknow batting first posted a challenging total of 209/8 in 20 overs, with Mitchell Marsh scoring 72 and Nicholas Puran adding 75, while Delhi's Mitchell Starc took 3 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capitals chased down the target for the loss of 9 wickets in 19.3 overs, with Ashutosh Sharma playing the match-winning unbeaten knock-off 66 of 31 balls. Sharma, named player of the match, helped Delhi recover from a tough position at 65/5 to secure a thrilling 1-wicket victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.